Welcome to the Purpose and Profit Club podcast for nonprofit leaders, mission-driven creatives, and social entrepreneurs. Get ready to stop dreaming and start doing. Here, ideas become action. We prioritize purpose and profit. You ready? Let's go. Have you ever heard the saying, never skip a day? If you've tried to start and create a new habit, started a New Year's resolution, or especially have had any sort of health or fitness goal, you've heard this saying, never skip a day, right? And here's why I hate that saying. We're going to dig into why I think it's just a perfectionist trap and how to create new habits, new goals, stick to them, how I've done this in my own professional and personal life, and what to do if you, in fact, skip a day, because life happens, doesn't it? So the first thing is never skip a day. Total perfectionist trap, right? It's something that gets shared and thrown around from a lot of the bro fitness gurus of like, my husband and I joke about rise and grind, right? Of this, like, you have to be part of the 5 a.m. club. You have to do it this way if you're going to have the perfect morning routine, the perfect blah, blah, blah. And this should be a red flag, just the idea of perfect. Okay, so if you're like me, maybe you're a parent, maybe you're a caretaker, maybe you have more to do, you live under a roof with more than one person, right? You know that being part of the 5 a.m. club or getting up early to journal and create the perfect menu for the week or meal prep or anything like that, life gives you a lot of curveballs and plot twists that make that pretty impossible to happen. I remember there was a time when I did try and get up before my kids would get up, and inevitably what would happen is they would get up when I got up. So I just moved I shifted the entire routine to where now everybody's getting up at 6 a.m. when in fact we could just get up at 7 instead, right? Because of the layout of our house, like if one person's up, you can kind of hear them, and then it would like the domino effect. Okay, so how do you create and stick to habits? What is a better way than this never skip a day BS? If you're like me, you were taught that it takes about 30 days to create and stick to a new habit. And before I was recording, I did a bit of research about this, and I've heard like a really big range, but the latest research that I've read, and I've seen in a couple different places, is it's actually about 60 days, or in this 2009 study, it says about 66 days is the average on developing and creating a new habit. So this could be drinking more water, eating a piece of fruit with lunch, it goes on to say, according to this study. And then it stretches out and said, it can take as long as 18 to 254 days to create and stick to a habit. Now, I think that that range is really, really important, because when we go into creating something new, creating a new goal for yourself, and you don't see that immediate win right out of the gate, or it doesn't feel like second nature right out of the gate, then we feel like it's a failure. Then we give up, right? It's the same mentality of never skip a day. Well, crap, I skipped a day. I guess I should just throw the whole thing away. I was working on the workbook. So inside the Purpose and Profit Club coaching program, we do monthly themes, which are just ways to deepen some of the work we're doing throughout the year together. And I'm working on June's workbook. And in it, there is an opportunity. There's a fork in the road with June's theme, which is really around dares and saying, crap, I skipped a day. I guess the whole thing's done, and giving up. Or you can say, and we go, and we get back on. And this is something for me last year, January 1st, I decided that I would start doing weightlifting. And that would be something that I would carry through the entire year, was I had this weightlifting goal, strength training goal. And I had in my head how often I wanted to go to the gym and how often I wanted to lose weight. And it is, I had this very clean, very simple habit tracker. And it was fascinating to see that habit tracker, because not only did it end up tracking when I was able to lift weights and how often and, you know, how much I did stay on my goal, which was 3 to 4 days a week, but you could actually see in the gaps of when I got sick, when I went on vacation, or when I had to caretake. So when my child was sick, right? They were literally on there. And it was really fascinating to be like, oh, that's when I had that surprise oral surgery. Oh, that's the week that I got the sinus infection, right? You could see it. And it's really easy in those moments to go, well, there's 10 days of nothing, right? I've failed. But instead, I knew ahead of time, I knew because I've been doing this work for so long, I knew that that would happen. Also, because I have kids, I knew that I could go in to a certain month with all, you know, intents and purposes that it would go this way. And in fact, it went this way. And these unexpected doctor's appointments or unexpected whatever, time off. And for me to not make that like a big deal, for me to not make that a problem, for me to not make that mean that I didn't reach my goal, which is the biggest thing, or that it wasn't a habit, right? Or it wasn't working, was really, really essential. So never skip a day. Now, I had a coach once tell me, she was kind of with me and she was like, you know, never skip a day can be, I'm with you. Like, it's a little intense, right? She's like, but never skip 2 days. That's the thing. Never skip 2 days. And it really kind of like needled me a little where I was like, I don't think that's the thing. Because, and remember what I just said. She's like, I'm always, you know, I always do something active every single day. And we were talking about just in general, like when you're doing new habits, never skip 2 days. And I was like, oh, right. She doesn't have anyone she's caretaking for in her life, right? And so, yeah, there are going to be times and circumstances where you can say, you know what, 5 a.m. club, here I go. And there are going to be life that is like, no, I had a kid that was up all night. I'm not getting up at 5 a.m. Like, it's worth it to skip a day, skip 2 days. And I'm not going to punish myself over that. It's a lot of the work that we're doing in the club is this like daring, expansive, pushing action. And then when a day is skipped, when something doesn't go exactly how you hoped, you don't make it something catastrophic. And as I continue to grow my business, as I continue to work with leaders who are growing their organizations, that's kind of, if I could just underscore one thing, two things. One, they have a strong email list. Two, they see that it's not catastrophic when they skip. It's not catastrophic when they had all best intentions and they didn't do the thing. They literally just get back on. And that was the permission I gave myself last year, which is, again, I could see those gaps in the calendar. I was like, oh, that's where I got sick there. Oh, that's that fall cold, you know, right? And I could just be like, that's fine. It didn't mean anything about my whole goal and the habit I was creating. Now, the next layer of this that I want to make sure that we get into is this idea of when will it feel like second nature, like brushing my teeth, like other things you do, like making a sandwich for lunch. Like, when will it feel, when will the habit, the new habit that I'm trying to create, feel like second nature? When will it feel easy? I'm somebody who drinks a ton of water every single day. That's my baseline. I've always just been that way. But I know that there are some people who are like, I can go a whole day and have like half a glass of water. So you may be saying to yourself, like in that of like, well, when will it feel easy to have my 8 glasses of water a day? And the truth is, from what I found, depending on how stretchy the goal, the new habit is that you want to create, it can feel long and it can take a long time before it feels second nature. And it might never feel second nature. So I'm now 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 months into my year of strong, which is now years of strong. I am like pretty much in the habit of going to the gym, doing my strength training, et cetera. And it does not feel like getting my 8 glasses of water a day. It doesn't. I still feel that chatter of like, not today. I don't really feel like going. And I still have to motivate myself through that. And so I feel like there are some habits that are just stickier than others. There are some habits that just are harder to feel comfortable and easy than others. And that's okay, right? And that's okay. I'm thinking about this, these vitamins that I take. And on the package, it was so funny. So they're like a kind of like a multivitamin. And it's like hair growth and skin and all the good things that you get from a wonderful vitamin. And it said on there, it was like, basically, don't bother taking this if you're not going to take it consistently for 6 months. If you want to see the results we promise, you need to take it consistently for, and it was at least 6 months. And I was like, oh, that's so brilliant. Like, they're just saying it up front. Like, you're not probably going to see results in month one, month two, month three, even month five, you might not see results. So go ahead and just plan on taking them for 6 months at the very minimum. And then on month six, you're going to start to see some progress. Now, the progress we're really wanting is close to a year. And I was like, oh, that's so interesting. It's almost like front loading ahead of time, that expectation of like, yeah, we're going the long haul on this one. This habit is a long haul. And to that point, this is a subscription that I have. And I've noticed, like, I have, they'll send me each month, like my monthly subscription. And I notice that I have extras because I have skipped a day. I've skipped more than one day. It's like, yeah, I've been taking it for 6 months and it is not a habit yet. I still forget. And that's okay. And I don't make that mean like I'm never going to get the results of the vitamin promise. I just make that mean like, maybe I should try and time it and habit stack it with something that is normal to me or is already like a habit. So one of the things that I did in this instance was this is a vitamin that I was like, oh, I'll just take it at night. And then I noticed that I was forgetting to take it. So I'm like, let me move that to lunch. We'll move it to lunchtime. And so I keep it in the kitchen by the lunch. And that has really helped. And that is habit stacking, which if you've ever read Atomic Habits, he talks a lot about habit stacking is you almost want to sandwich the new habit between something that is second nature. So brushing your teeth, say, go ahead and sandwich flossing right after, right? But put it right, if you brush your teeth and then floss and then put on moisturizer, you're going to put it right in the middle, right? So it's like habit you're familiar with, new habit, habit you're familiar with. See what I mean? So there are things that you can do to set yourself up for success that are very tactical. But what I find with this never skip a day is that's not tactical that keeps people from actually developing and sticking to the habit. It's the inner work. It's the crap, I skipped a day. I skipped 2 days. I skipped 2 weeks. So let me throw the whole thing out. And when we throw the whole thing out, it has huge, huge effects on your revenue. It has huge effects on your business. It has huge effects on you as a person, depending on what the habit is. So for example, let's say your organization, I'm thinking of one in particular, who said, we want to do weekly emails. That's our new frequency. Let's go. And they came out of the gate with weekly emails and they were juicy and they were good and they've been keeping that habit up. And they skipped last week. They skipped last week. So they are at a fork in the road, aren't they? They could say, listen, we skipped. That was too much anyway. I don't really feel like writing one this week. No one even noticed like all the reasons to quit. Or they could say, and we go. And we get back on this week. Let's go. There's another organization that did something similar that was doing a little bit more of like kind of a like ping pong of the narrative of the email where maybe the ED would send one once a month, right? And then they would do a different type of update, you know, throughout the month. It's same thing. Well, the ED said 1 month to me, I didn't really have anything to share this month. Like I didn't really like whatever, right? There wasn't really an email, so I didn't write one. And that was another fork in the road where we could have said, yeah, okay, well, you don't have to do it. Or why don't you write about, like, I want to say on this coaching call that I was like, why don't you write about that? What is it that's underneath that of like, I didn't really have anything to write this month? That's kind of interesting. Is it because you were pulled away in this direction, working through programs? Is it because you were pulled away over here, working on this? Is it because of something else? Like there's actually a story in not having a story, which is kind of meta. That's one way to go, is actually like an honest take on, hey, I'm not feeling it this month, but here's why. But there's a good story in there. Or you could say, I'm not feeling it this month, and I'm writing one at the top of next month, and I'm going to give myself a break, and that's fine. One of the biggest things that I've done in creating habits and systems in my own business is given myself the freedom to break the rules through this concept of never skip a day being total BS. So with email marketing, we have all of the rules. You have to do it this way. You can't do it that way. The frequency has to be, you have to send the same email each day of the week at the same time. It has to be Wednesdays. If you always send emails on Wednesdays, you can't, your email day. No, I don't care. Sometimes I send them on Mondays. Sometimes I send them on Sunday nights. That's okay. And giving myself the freedom has been the best way to expand and understand what my audience wants and what I like to do, like my own voice, my own platform, and using it in a way that actually serves me. So I give myself the liberty and I give myself the freedom to say, this week I'm sending 3 emails, next week I'm sending 1. Okay, it's totally fine. We have to really sometimes go upstream and go, who came up with these ideas to begin with? Who came up with these ideas to begin with? do I even like this idea, right? On creating and sticking to goals or habits. Is this how I want to create and stick to a goal and habit, right? Do I want to be punitive in the way that I stick to a goal or habit, right? I don't want to be. I certainly have done that before and I know what it feels like. It's not very fun. So if there's another way, I'm going to do that. So that's really what I'm inviting you to do with this. It's really thinking about before you start anything new. Maybe you're starting a monthly giving program. Maybe you're starting a social street team. Maybe you're even, you have started it and you said to yourself, I'm going to run a street team campaign once a month. I'm going to run a monthly giving campaign once a month. And you've realized pretty quick, you skipped, right? You skip, never skip a month. It's okay. It's okay. But how, what's next? So instead of being rear view focused, it's a matter of saying, how can I be forward focused in from the now on? Okay, here's what came up for me. Here's why we skipped and we go. What changes do I want to make? But I'm not going to throw the whole thing away. You with me? I've had many, many clients come to me and they're close to hitting their fundraising goal, but there was a timeline. So there was like a campaign container, right? So let's think of Giving Tuesday. It's like, all right, we're going to raise $50,000 on Giving Tuesday. Maybe they're coming in at $39,000. Okay. You're like, Christina, it's good. We're at $39,000. We didn't hit our goal. I'm like, stretch that thing out. We ain't done. We're not done. World Water Day just happened. There were quite a few organizations that were fundraising for that. And what I noticed was two types of organizations. There were the ones that came right out of the gate hot on World Water Day, only to never hear from them again. That was it. It was a one-off. And that's okay. Sometimes you're just going to have a 24-hour campaign. But the ones that really were resonant with me were the ones that did a pre-launch. So they actually did a warm-up phase for their campaign saying, this is coming. They went all hands on deck. They had their street team, great emails for World Water Day, great ambassadors, really awesome participation. And if they didn't hit their goal, they didn't stop, right? They didn't stop. They stretched out their goal. There was one in particular that I was like, oh, send one more email. I really wanted them to send one more email on World Water Day. They didn't end up sending another email that day, but they did end up sending an email that week. So what is one habit that you want to either get back on because we're now past the New Year's, maybe something that you said, I'm going to do this year, and maybe you kind of fell off. What is one habit that you want to stick to or get back on if you've petered out or create for your business, for your organization, or for your personal life? Maybe it's when I'm off, right? At the end of the day, I'm not checking my email once I leave the office. If that's you, and then you find yourself checking your email, don't throw the whole thing away, right? Right? Okay. Where are some guardrails? What app can I install to help me achieve that goal? That is actually one that I'm working on as it pertains to social media. And I installed an app called Opal that has, it's like a more rigorous kind of screen time app. And it'll tell you how much time you're spending on social, where you're, you know, just where your hours are spent. And it's pretty good. And that has been really helpful because just the idea of like, oh, I want to spend less time on social media is a great idea. But for me, that wasn't enough to create a habit, right? So it's like, oh, well, what else can I enact to help me create that habit? That's where coaching comes in too, by the way. That's where we use in the club, we're using the profit and impact flywheel. So to give you a quick overview of that, it's motivate, accelerate, celebrate. Those are the flywheel steps. So for habits, it can be the motivation process part that keeps people stuck. Accelerate, where it's like, oh, I'm just not seeing momentum yet. It's not feeling normal. It's not feeling like second nature. It's not feeling like just, you know, brushing my teeth. That's okay. Making that okay. Celebrate. Many, many of us, when we're creating new habits or sticking to new habits, we forget to celebrate because we're looking over here at the end goal of the habit, right? I want to lift 200 pounds. It's like, I can't lift 200 pounds yet. So therefore I haven't created and stuck to the habit, or this doesn't feel normal and like second nature, or I'm not sending an email consistently once a week. So therefore I haven't achieved it versus the celebration part of where I was to where I am now. And really seeing that is key for sticking to habits. So What should you do? You should decide on some habits that you want to create. See what guardrails will help you actually achieve them. Totally ditch the never skip a day and never skip 2 days, because if you're a caretaker, a parent, a human in this world, there will be plot twists, there will be curveballs that mean you're going to skip a day sometimes. You're going to skip a week sometimes, and that's okay. Get on the waitlist for the Purpose and Profit Club, because I want you to do this work with us. We're going to be doing this fun dare work in June, but May is focused all on prospecting and outreach. And I don't want you to miss that, because that is the quickest way to make your money back right out of the gate and a whole lot more. Get very, very comfortable with taking bold action, doing the outer work and the inner work to make it happen. I'll see you next time. Bye. Hey, high achiever, I know your sights are set on ambitious, world-changing goals. In the Purpose and Profit Club group coaching program, you can get the support, motivation, and strategy to accelerate your impact. I like to say it's where the inner work meets big impact and big funding. Go to splendidcourses.com/waitlist, and you will be first to be notified when we open up doors, and you'll get special bonuses when you join our waitlist. See you inside. Think you've reached out to everyone in your network? Are you out of ideas to get noticed and get funded? I hear you. That's why I'm giving you a chance to steal my prospect list. Yes, you can generate leads for your nonprofit or impact-driven business. Grab my mini training and list delivered to your inbox instantly. Go to splendidcourses.com/prospect.